Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Portizzi is here. Tom's a new friend. He's president and CEO of MFV Expositions. They're the largest producer of franchise expos on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And he's been doing this for a long time, and he's here with some recent research from Small Business Development Centers, the America's SBDCs, a national organization supporting local SBDCs that I've been supporting for over 20 years. Tom is in California right now at the upcoming Franchise Expo of the Midwest, and he's our new friend. Tom, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. So what part of this research is what the SBDCs have worked on to come up with five questions that millennials should ask before they go into business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are they?
Yes.
Why do they need? Do we think they need to ask different questions than other people, or is it just because it's their time?
Well, I think they should. I think that, you know, many of them are thinking about going to business for themselves earlier than most people would in their business careers. So without the experience to the extent that others may have, they need to be very passionate. So they do need to ask themselves, do they have that entrepreneurial spirit needed to succeed? Because it is a full-time, you know, 24-hour-a-day job.
Right.
And if you want to be an entrepreneur, you need to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to become a small business owner if you're not prepared to be all in.
Exactly. You know, you're spending time away from your friends and family. You have to know that going into it, and you have to make that a conscious decision. Obviously, franchising helps a ton, right? Mm-hmm. So they're going to give you the playbook.
Right.
They're going to give you the support. They're going to give you the training. But you still have to be a small business owner, and you still have to work hard.
Well, that's the thing. That's one of the things I would say to millennials more than any other generation, and that is that you don't get to go home at five when you own a business. In fact, in my career, oftentimes 5 o'clock when the phone stopped ringing, that's when I did some of my best work from then on because things got quiet. And I worked many years without a day off. And you know, if you're not prepared to be all in like that, we're just not capitalized well enough to be able to do that. And I'll tell you, so I think your point about if you have the entrepreneurial spirit, I think there is something to that. And I think millennials need to understand that if you don't, you're not different than any other generation. Being an entrepreneur has never been for everyone, has it?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, to that point, Jim, it's really important because the other question I asked them is, you know, what are you passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to commit to that kind of workload, to be able to commit to something where you're, you know, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week commitment, again, certainly in the beginning, right, in the first
mm-hmm.
3 years of building a business, you have to find something you're passionate about because if you don't, you're not going to put that in.
Right.
You're not going to put that kind of effort in.
And you can't – you got to be careful. And I think the millennial generation, this is where they're a little bit different. Just because you're passionate about a cause or a certain thing, make sure that thing that you're passionate about and you want to go into business with, make sure that it actually has enough customers who will pay you so you can stay in business. Sometimes I think the millennial generation is a little more starry-eyed than the earlier generations. What do you think? I'm not picking on them. I'm being honest with them. They know how much I love them. Go ahead, John. I mean, Tom.
No, I think that's a great point. And I think that, you know, they tend to look at things through some rose-colored glasses at times.
Like, again, more than want to start a nonprofit, John. Tom, more than want to start a nonprofit. Well, folks, you know what? Let me give you a newsflash: nonprofits have to make a profit, right?
Exactly. So you need to find something you're passionate about, but you have to make sure that it is a business that makes commercial sense,
mm-hmm.
right? That the hard work you put into it, as you say, is going to show the rewards. It's going to show the money necessary to make all of it worthwhile.
And you got to have the money. You got to have the money. That's one other thing. Are you capitalized enough? Starry eyes won't get you through making payroll or paying the bank, paying utilities. You got to have enough capital to get you through the tough times. I bootstrapped my business, and there were times when I didn't know if I was going to make it, and there were times when I didn't have enough money. You got to be prepared to deal with that, don't you?
Exactly, and the way you say it is the proper way of saying it. Enough capital, not enough money to open your doors. You have to have enough money to keep those doors
sustainability.
Open. You have to have the stability, and you have to have a business plan that says, listen, I see when we're going to reach break even. I see when we're going to have a positive cash flow, and it's based on being here. So to get from where I am to there, I need to be able to have the working capital necessary to pay the bills and keep things going.
Right, absolutely. And folks, that's a tough projection. You're probably going to need some help from somebody to know how to do that. And that is one thing that I think the franchise industry does a really good job. They don't put anybody in a franchise unless they're properly capitalized. And I think if individual businesses could follow that model, Tom, I think we'd have a lot fewer failures. What do you think?
Such a great point.
Yeah.
Such a great point. The franchisor is going to say to their new franchisee, okay, here's where it's going to start to get tricky. Here's where the landmines are.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we've done. Here's how we're going to help you clear those hurdles. But all that being said, you got to build a business up, and you need to have cash flow. And if you don't have that type of money
mm-hmm.
in the bank, if you don't have access to that kind of capital, we really can't put you into this franchise.
And even if you are the missing link that can really make this happen, a lot of wonderful people, a lot of great, some of the best salespeople in the world, who couldn't manage their own business, didn't stay in business because of that very thing. Hey, Tom. We're going to take a quick break. Give me your website quickly, please.
It is mfvexpo.com.
All right. And when we come back, we're going to change subjects a little bit. Now that we got Tom here, I want to talk about the franchise industry. And I also want to talk about the convention expo industry and millennials. After the break, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.